No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang not all here. Low T Chuck is taking his final day of vacation. Is he back tomorrow?
Yeah, he is.
All right. Buford's not only producing the show, in quotes, but he's also screening your calls tonight. How you doing, Big Buford?
I'm good.
Everything blessed?
Yeah, man.
Good weekend. You're actually house-sitting for Low T Chuck.
I did.
How much neater is his house than mine? Because you house-sit for me all the time.
About 300 times neater.
Spotless, right? Well, he's got that.
Well, yours is spotless after I'm done with it.
Yeah, Buford comes in and cleans house. But he has to. He bought that house hunter's house, so he's got to keep it spotless.
It's a really nice place.
Yeah, and I'm guaranteeing he doesn't do any of the housework. That's all hot neighbor cleaning up.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Good to have you, Buford Longoria, on the other side of the takeout window. Had a party on Saturday. Didn't invite me.
I did.
Didn't invite me. But
I did.
All right.
You said you were too busy with B98 going to see a Hawks game.
They were probably invited playing. Me at like noon on Saturday.
No. It was the first thing he told me when I got over there Saturday.
It was
Friday
morning.
I invited Mark.
It was Friday morning when you sent me that confusing email that you sent me.
Yeah, Friday. You're having a party on Saturday. You invite me Friday morning.
Yeah.
You invited Buford like 3 months ago.
No, I invited him
I get
Friday.
It. You don't want the boss at the parties.
Mine
I'm
was
cool
like
with
Friday
that.
Afternoon.
I'm not.
Yeah, see, he got invited Friday afternoon.
But I'm no Mark Arum.
Which
so.
Friday afternoon, though? Like 3 weeks
no,
ago?
No, this past Friday.
4 months ago.
It's cool. I if I had a party, I wouldn't want my boss to come. So I
get wanted
it.
You to be there. No. You just said you didn't want to go. You said you didn't have enough time for me.
Well, I had
to my
prior
birthday
commitment.
Party.
I had to go to the Hawks game on Saturday with the air staff of our sister stations, 98.5 and 97.1 The River.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
That wasn't me. That was Chris Egan inviting me.
Thanks, Chris Egan.
What is for air staff.
No,
of,
I know.
So we were in the suite. And can I tell you, I'm not going to tell you what driving service that I use to get to the game. It's either Uber or Lyft. I'll let
right.
you
know. Well,
there's, only
not,
two.
Yeah, so. Yeah, there's not a
I mean, I guess I could have hired a private limo or something. But no, it was one of the two, Uber or Lyft. I won't tell you which. And this girl comes up. She picks me up at my house. Sweet girl. She said she's only been working there for like a week. I said, all right, Phillips Arena. And I said, listen, don't listen to your GPS. I can get us there. The GPS is going to take us onto the freeway. It's jammed. Go this way, and this way. So I take her there. I'm like, all right, get on Howell Mill, take it to Marietta, take a left, and Marietta will take us straight to Phillips Arena. You drop me off. She's like, all right. So I'm in the back seat, fiddling around with my phone, waiting for Longoria to invite me to his party. Still hadn't heard from him. And I'm not paying attention. And I look up, and we're in front of the Georgia Dome. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I was like, why didn't you stay on Marietta? She's like, oh, this thing told me to take a right. I was like, ugh. You know, like,
yeah.
All right, turn around. So she's like, and I could tell that she didn't want a backseat driver. She wasn't mad about it. But she's like, don't worry, my app will get us there. I was like, all right, your app will get us there. Your driving app will get us there.
I would hate to drive Arum anywhere.
It's not blessed.
Well, normally
I could tell you that.
Yeah. It's normally, I mean, I literally was in the backseat just on my phone. I wasn't even paying attention. That was my fault.
Yeah.
I should have paid attention. I said, take Howell Mill to Marietta, Marietta straight to Phillips Arena. It'll drop us off in front of Phillips Arena. So she's like, my thing will get us there. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm in no hurry. I wasn't invited to Longoria's party, so it wasn't like I had to be somewhere. And her GPS thing rerouted us and took us right to Bobby Dodd Stadium, where the soccer game was getting out.
Oh, man.
So I look up from my phone again, and there's thousands of people pouring out of the stadium.
Nice.
Roads are blocked. Meanwhile, I've long blown by the tip-off of the basketball game, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. So it was the longest. I live, what, Buford? 7-8 minutes from Phillips Arena? From
yeah, tops.
It was
tops.
Over an hour trip to get there. It was.
I was gonna say, that's literally two streets.
Did you have to pay for it? I mean, is it like a taxi where the thing keeps running, or are they just giving
you
one price?
No, it wasn't that expensive. Like, let's say they say, it'll cost you $11. It might have been like $12.50. It wasn't that. I was kind of worried about that. I'm like, the meter's running. This could be a $50 trip.
$100 trip over to Phillips.
But it wasn't for whatever reason. I guess they don't do it by time. I don't know. I guess they do it by distance.
Maybe.
But she was driving all over God's creation.
you should just tell her to take me to my house.
Finally, she gets back to the Georgia Dome. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, drop me off here. I'll walk from here. You know, let's not do this charade again. Just drop me off and I'll walk. So I walked, you know, whatever it was. But so that was my Saturday. I much would have rather have been at Longoria's party. Anyway.
Cake and enchiladas and everything.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Homemade enchiladas. Eskimo enchiladas. They were really good.
Okay. Fair enough. So it wasn't a birthday party.
Well, it wasn't my belated, because we were all sick the last Saturday that was after belated. My birthday. Yeah, so they kind of, right. my wife said, well, we'll just wait till next Saturday.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone had a good weekend but me.
you got to see a Hawks game.
It's that was fun. It was great hanging out. I don't get to spend time with the B98 and the River folks. So English Nick was there and Steve Craig.
Oh, cool.
Kara Wilson looking fine. Chris Egan looking fine. It was a good time. It was a good time. All right, Movie Monday. Let's stop messing around. Let's get to the right. Brass tacks. Down to brass tacks. Movie Monday. Today is Michael Rapaport's birthday. One of my favorite actors of all time. I love everything he is in. And you might be like, well, the name sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is. If you see his face, you know who he is. He's a legendary character actor. He's been in Beautiful Girls. He's been in Public Morals, Mighty Aphrodite. I mean, just a ton of amazing credits to his resume. So I want to discuss and honor Michael Rapaport's career, but I also want to honor the actors in Michael Rapaport's category for me. So if Michael Rapaport's coming out with a new movie, I'm going to go see it. It doesn't matter. He is an actor that I have complete faith in, not only to give a good performance, but I trust his judgment when it comes to picking roles. So if I hear Michael Rapaport's coming out with a new movie, I'm going to see it. There's no hesitation. There's no questions asked. That's my guy. I'm going to see a Michael Rapaport movie. I trust he's going to give an amazing performance. And more importantly, I trust he's going to pick roles in stuff that's good. He's never in clunkers.
No, I don't think so.
You know, he has exquisite taste when it comes to acting roles. So who is that actor or actress for you that you have complete faith in? Who is an actor or actress that you say, if they're in a movie, I am going to go see that movie? For me, it's Michael Rapaport. Another one that I consider that is Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is my female Michael Rapaport. She has gotten to the point where, Hunger Games aside, like, she's growing up now. She does these, she picks her roles now very expertly. And everything she's been doing has been rock solid. Minor hiccup, perhaps, in a movie I saw this weekend. Have you seen the Outer Space movie with her and Christopher Pratt?
Oh, Passengers? I've been wanting to see that.
So I rented it this weekend.
It looks good.
After you didn't invite me to your birthday party.
Right, right.
I went home and watched Passengers. I got it on Xfinity On Demand.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love her. I love her roles. She is everything to me. And the movie was okay. I'm not suggesting you go out and rent it. Don't be in a rush to see it. It's okay. It's decent. It doesn't blow me away.
It looked a lot better on the trailers. I mean, the previews and stuff.
Well, the trailer, I don't want to give anything away.
No, I know.
It's not really, it's more of a love story than anything else.
Oh, okay.
So the trailers make it look like it's this action adventure.
Right, right.
Spooky kind of.
Yeah,
horror.
Like they're trying to save the world or
something.
Yeah,
it's not. It's a love story.
Oh.
And it was good.
Yeah,
it wasn't great.
Yeah.
It was good.
But it's just not that.
Yes. So that's what I want to start off on the show. Who is an actor, actress where you have complete faith in? If I see that Michael Rapaport or Jennifer Lawrence coming out of the movies, I'm going to go see them. I trust their performance, and I trust their instincts. We'll start off with that. And I want to do this. If you have any movie arguments with your friends, significant others, coworkers, I want to end them here on the Mark Arum Show. For example, Longoria and I have a debate on whether Sandlot is a good movie.
It is.
It is not.
Best movie.
It's a great movie.
If you have any of those debates with your friends, coworkers, or significant others about a movie or an actor or an actress where you think something's great and they don't, we'll settle it for you here tonight on the Mark Arum Show. We're ending movie arguments. I've ended it. Sandlot's horrible. I win.
No, that's not ending it.
That's
just your opinion on that.
No, no, no. That just ends it. Sandlot's a horrible film. God-awful film. So, in addition to actor actresses that you completely trust, we will end movie arguments tonight on the Mark Arum Show. If you would disagree with a friend, significant other, coworker about a movie or an actor, we'll settle it once and for all here. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Celebrating Michael Rapaport's birthday. Oh, yeah, he'll join us next half hour. We'll talk to the birthday boy live himself. On this movie Monday, Longoria's playing a movie soundtrack from a single movie. At the end of the show, if you guess the movie, you win the WSB prize pack. We'll come back with your calls, 404-872-0750. This is Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. Oh, hey, by the way, we're 2 full hours now on Monday that the Bulldog season's over. So 2 hours of Movie Monday. Actors or actresses you have complete faith in to spend your hard-earned money, and we're setting any movie arguments you might have with your spouse, friends, or coworkers. Josh kicks us off in Covington. Josh, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. I was going to say Jason Bateman.
Ooh, that's a good call.
I'm in Hancock, Identity Thief, The Switch.
He's basically living in Atlanta right now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Like, the last 3 movies he's filmed have all been filmed in Atlanta. I think he might have even bought a place here. Office Christmas Party was filmed here. Horrible Bosses, I believe, was filmed here. Identity Thief was filmed here. I mean, he might as well just be an Atlanta resident. But, Jason Bateman, all right, I get that. I like that.
Solid choice.
Yeah, very good. Tropic Thunder. He was good in Tropic Thunder. Phil's in Buford. Phil, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, thanks. I enjoy your show. I'm thinking Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Tom Hanks. I mean, that he's not taking bad roles anymore. In the beginning of his career, he had some iffy movie choices.
Well, that was when he was still doing comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had a few others, but I don't want to.
No.
I know you got your time is limited. I did want to add to last week and TV actors that became movie stars.
Yes, sir.
Nobody picked up on Clint Eastwood or Steve McQueen.
Did Clint start in TV?
Yeah, Rawhide.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. All right, Clint Eastwood. There's another name. I totally trust Clint Eastwood. If he's in a movie,
yes,
I'm gonna spend money on it because I trust him. And that, I mean, even his even like Every Which Way But Loose and Every Which Way You Can, I love those movies. Those are something like,
oh, sure.
Yeah, so even if it's comedy with Clint, he's earned my respect. He's earned my money. Russell's in Loganville. Russ, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. So I would probably go with Brad Pitt because Inglourious Basterds was fantastic. And Fury, which kind of came out of nowhere for me, that movie was awesome.
Which one? Jerry?
Fury.
Spell it.
F-U-R-I.
Oh, Fury.
Fury, man.
Yeah. You know what? I really like that movie, but I'm hesitant to watch it again. Because it was a very emotional, man. I mean, that was a tough movie to watch. There was a lot of rough scenes in there. So I loved it on the first time, but I haven't watched it a second time because that's an emotional ride you go on in Fury.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that, especially that opening scene where he jumps off the tank.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for anyone because it's fairly new. But especially if you like war flicks, have you seen Fury yet?
I have not.
Don't watch it with the girls.
Okay, well, that's an understatement.
You and Buford get it. Next time you have a party,
yeah.
don't invite me,
and we'll watch
you
movie.
Have
we'll
Buford over
night.
And watch, yeah. Fury. Christiana or Christina's in Atlanta. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you? It's Christiana.
Hey, Christiana. Ooh, that's even better.
I'm going to go with Denzel Washington and Leonardo DiCaprio. Solid movie pieces every single time.
I'm going to give you Denzel, and I'm begrudgingly going to give you Leo. I think Leo, he's earned his stripes. Titanic, I'll take it or leave it. But Wolf of Wall Street, Gangs of New York, bunch of stuff. Oh, the latest one where you got mauled by the bear.
What's the Scorsese film?
The Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Where Gangs he plays of like New the, York. The gangster or something.
Gangs of New York. Oh, Departed.
Yes.
Departed, yeah. You know it already?
I think so. I think I know the movie soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'll throw up my question in it. All right, come back with more of your calls. Michael Rapaport, actor extraordinaire and birthday boy, will join us after the break. More of your calls next, 404-872-0750. It's Movie Monday on The Mark Arum Show.
All I'm saying is you got to take all this down because it's really, it's creepy and it,
look,
and it's...
the supermodels are beautiful girls, Will. A beautiful girl can make you dizzy, like you've been drinking Jack and Coke all morning. She can make you feel high, full of single greatest commodity known to man. Promise. The promise of a better day. The promise of a greater hope. Promise of a new tomorrow. This particular ore can be found in the gait of a beautiful girl, in her smile and in her soul, in the way she makes every rotten little thing about life seem like it's gonna be okay. The supermodels, Willie, that's all they are, bottle promise. Scenes from a brand new day, hope dancing in stiletto heels.
I am now going to check your freezer for human heads.
Welcome back to the show, 7:38, 22 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum with you till 9, Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. This is Movie Monday. Coming back from the break, you heard the amazing monologue from the amazing Michael Rapaport in the amazing movie Beautiful Girls. On this Movie Monday, we are celebrating Mr. Rapaport's 47th birthday. I said at the beginning of the show, he is one of the few actors that has my complete faith. If he's coming out in something, he's earned my dollars, both in his performances and his selection of roles. I know if Michael Rapaport's in a movie, it's going to be a good one. Who are those actors or actresses that you say, all right, this person has my respect, I am going to go out and spend my hard-earned dollars? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Joining us now, live himself, on his 47th birthday, Michael Rapaport. Welcome to the show, buddy.
How you doing, Mark? How's it going, my man?
Excellent. Happy birthday. How does it feel to be 47 years old?
It feels all right. I'm more of an even number guy, so I like even numbers. But you know, I feel pretty good, looking fantastic. So I can't complain, Mark. You know, it's a pleasure to be on the show. You know, we texted and slid into each other's DMs. You know, and obviously you got my attention last year around this time. With the passing, the unfortunate passing of the great Fife Dawg. So, you know, and it's crazy that it's coming up on a year on that. So
I'm
glad to be talking to you. You know, that thing you did, that move you made on your show when you were doing all his rhymes, you know, that was a big deal and that meant a lot to a lot of people.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's coming up on a whole year since my man Fife passed. Since that year, you've been a busy cat. You've got your own radio show on Sirius talking about fantasy football. You've been integral in the Howard Stern broadcast. You've been lighting fires and putting out fires for the past 12 months.
Yes, that's what I like to do. I like to light them, put them out, and then start them all up again.
Well, listen, I know you have limited time, but I mean this. When I know that you're in a movie, I know that it's going to be worth my money because, you know, your performances are awesome, but you also pick scripts, I guess, that you have faith in. What's the process for you to say yay or nay to a movie that comes your way?
I mean, you know, it really depends. You know, I mean, there's so, you know, really, really great scripts and great movies are far and few between. You know, the first thing you usually get is a script. You know, and then you find out who's directing it. And then you know, you start to see the ingredients. I look at it like ingredients. And, you know, I just try to do the best I can, the best opportunities that I get. You know, you know, I've made some good movies. I've made some really good movies, and I made some not-so-great movies. And you just try to – you never know, you know, when you're going into something. Sometimes, you know, there's you think something's going to be great. It's not great. Sometimes you think, you know, you don't really know what it's going to be, and it turns out special. So, but usually, to be honest with you, when you're doing something really good, there's no surprises involved. You know, it's very apparent from the script to the director to just the sort of morale and attitude and work ethic on the set and the other actors. And, you know, I'm such a fan of movies, and I'm so, you know, fortunate to be doing what I've been doing for so long now. I just try to stay in the game, you know. I mean, the business has changed so much. Film business is sort of in second place to the movie, to the TV business. Mm-hmm. There's so many great television shows and, you know, so many great actors you never thought would be on television shows. And you know, in 1990, 1991, when I started acting, you know, TV was like sort of sacrilegious.
Yeah.
And now it's like the place to be for a lot of people. So, you know, I'm just happy to be able to do what I've been doing for so long and have the opportunity that I've had and, you know, try to do my thing.
Talking to Michael Rappaport here on Movie Monday, one thing that I thought was so, so good was the TNT show Public Morals. How did that not get picked up for a second season?
You know, it's politics, man. It's, how you doing? It's politics. You know, it's a good time in TV, and then also it's tricky. You know, there's not really an answer. You know, we did well in the ratings. The person who grew up the show wasn't there when it was time to pick it up, which is the political part of it. It really is like politics. And it was disappointing, you know, because Ed Burns did a really good show. Steven Spielberg was producing it. And, you know, who the hell knows what happened.
Stunned me because that was an amazing show. It was, you know, a period piece about detectives in New York City. I guess it was the 50s or 60s, right, Michael?
Yep, the 60s.
And it was so amazing. And I was just... my jaw dropped when it didn't get picked up for a second season. It was such a good
happens.
Show.
You know, a lot of good shows, you know, they get shut down and they don't come back. Sometimes there's been a few occasions where Seinfeld got shut down and then came back. And, you know, it's happened a few times, and it was disappointing. You know, Ed Burns made a really good show. And, you know, Steven Spielberg doesn't do half cooked stuff.
Yeah.
So it was disappointing. But, you know, you just keep swinging and, you know, you never know, you know, when something's going to pop or something's not going
to
pop.
Up to this point in your career, what would you like to be known for? When they say Michael Rappaport from blank, what are you most proud of so far in your career?
Man, that's a tough question. You know, if I'm known for something, I don't know if it would be a movie, a specific movie. I'm very proud of the Tribe Called Quest movie that I was able to make as a director. You know, as far as an actor, it's hard to pick one. I just want people, if they ever, you know, talk about me as an actor, to be like, you know, he was always good, he was always real, he was always genuine. And, you know, I use it in the basketball analogy, like, you know, he always left a piece of himself behind. Because to me, when you're really doing something at a high level, whether it's music or basketball or, you know, a painting or whatever it is, you know, if you leave a piece of yourself behind, like even like going back to the thing you did, you know, with Fife, that was very genuine, you know, and, you know, that was, you could feel that, you know, and for me as an actor, I try to give a little bit of myself every take. Every time they say action, I try to give, you know, the most genuine part of myself. So that hopefully, you know, people talk about me as an actor or anything that I do as far as, you know, even when I'm doing my stuff for ESPN or BSing around with Stern, it's all performance, and I try to just be as genuine and as real as I could be in any sort of performance. You know, I hate to, you know, even refer to myself as an artist, you know, but I guess that's what I am, and I just try to, like, I want you to feel me one way or another, whether you like the character, don't like the character, like what I'm saying, not like what I'm saying. I want you to know that it's me. And that it's coming, you know, from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I feel the same way, and you've earned my respect. You've earned my dollars. All right, real quick, on your 47th birthday, what are your plans tonight? You going out hard?
No, I'm not going out hard. Who knows what it's going to turn into? To be honest, I'm going to the Clippers Knicks game. The Knicks are in town for the Clippers.
and hopefully it'll be a good game. Obviously, you know, my Knicks have been suffering. I'm a fan. As far as my LA teams, I like the Clippers. So that's what I'm doing for my birthday. My days of partying hardy are behind me. They're far and few between. Every now and then I get out there and do a little two-step. But tonight I'm going to go have a nice meal and watch the Clippers and the Knicks play. Hopefully it'll be a good game, and hopefully it'll be a competitive NBA game. And all parties will be on the floor playing. There won't be any sitting out.
And hopefully we'll see a Knicks title in our lifetime. I'm really doubting it at this point, though.
I know. I just hope I'm not turning into one of these like crazy Chicago Cubs fans, the Knicks, and I'm like 94, and I'm like on a respirator. Like I'm not going to pass. So like, oh, hopefully I can enjoy it. And you know, if and when they finally have a parade, hopefully I could be dancing in the street.
I'll be there with you. Happy birthday, Michael! Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Anytime, Mark. I appreciate you having me on the show, and I'll talk to you soon, my man.
All right, brother, will do. Michael Rappaport on his 47th birthday joining us on Movie Monday. We'll come back with your calls. Who's the actor, actress that has earned your respect and your dollars? And are there any movie arguments you have with friends, family, or coworkers that we can settle here once and for all on the Mark Arum Show? Yeah, I know the soundtrack. All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. 7:52, 8 in front of 8. Movie Monday. All of your calls right now. A movie, an actor or actress that has earned your respect and your hard-earned dollars, and settling any movie arguments you might have. Scott joins us in Atlanta. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm
my pleasure, buddy. Thank you, bud.
My selection for actor is absolutely Gene Hackman. Anything I've ever seen with him is great. And also, I found out that he's really, really selective about what he used to do since he's retired.
Yeah, that's the sad part. We're never going to see him again. He's hung up
And just the range too, Mark. I mean, you talk about, you know, leading roles like The French Connection in Hoosiers. But his supporting roles like Unforgiven, Superman, and even The Birdcage, he was awesome in.
And one of my favorite roles, did you see Get Shorty?
Yes.
Where he played the Hollywood producer? That's one of my favorite Gene. I mean, I'm with you. I adore Gene Hackman. I wish he gave us a couple more movies before he decided to retire, but that's a good call. He's earned our money and respect. Chris is in Clarkston. Chris,
hey,
welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Guys.
What's up, buddy?
I actually had the obvious answer for me with the actors and all that's Kevin Spacey. Anything he's in, I'm in line for. As far as the movies, the movie argument, I had two.
Okay.
One of them's related to Kevin Spacey. It's A Time to – no, I'm sorry, not A Time to Kill. It's American Beauty. I love it. My wife hates it. And the other one, I'm an Army of One. I'm the only one I know that does not like the movie. And I like a lot of stupid movies. Zoolander. I hate it. Everyone else I know loves it.
All right, I'm with you on both of these. I am not a Zoolander fan, and I liked American Beauty. I thought it was a really, it was a little creepy in some points, but I'm with you on both. I liked American Beauty, and I did not like Zoolander. What about you, Longoria?
I liked both of them.
You liked Zoolander? Yeah. I never got into it. Kevin Spacey, here's one. K-Pax. Did you like K-Pax?
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, you got me there.
I liked that too.
I don't think I've ever
it was
seen
like
it.
Where he was maybe an alien, maybe not. They weren't sure. He was in a mental institution.
Really? I don't know. I've never seen that one before.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was an underrated film. Jeff Bridges played his psychiatrist.
Oh.
And Kevin Spacey was the mental patient. Barbara's in Austell. Babs, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Jake Gyllenhaal, hands down.
That's the guy that's earned your respect and your money.
Yes.
Anything he does, you're going to go see.
Yes.
Did you see Southpaw?
Yes, I did. I have that DVD, actually.
I watched that for the first time about a month ago. I liked it. He was ripped. He got in such good shape for that role.
Oh, yeah.
But a troubled character, for sure.
Yeah, and another person right quick, Angela Bassett. We don't hear much from her anymore, but she's my second favorite.
Yeah, Angela Bassett's got, she's earned my respect for sure as well. Interesting, Jake Gyllenhaal. I feel the opposite about his sister.
Yeah.
Maggie has not earned my money or respect. Anthony's in Woodstock. Tony, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
No, this is Henry.
Oh, Henry, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing great. How's everybody there on the crew this evening?
Excellent.
Well, I'd have to say Costner, Tom Hanks, my all-time favorites, John Wayne, Clint Eastwood. I mean, you go, you know, Clint especially. You know, he's earned my money.
Now, Kevin Costner's an interesting call, though. He's had, I think, enough misses where I don't automatically give him my hard-earned dollars.
Well, I like a couple of the movies he's made.
Sure, he's made some great ones. But, and I guess Hidden Figures. I haven't seen that yet. Apparently he's in that, and that's supposed to be amazing. But the last, he's Draft Day. That's got to be considered a miss. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. That's got to be considered a miss.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I like Kevin Costner, but I think he's had enough misses recently that I don't automatically say, all right, he's earned my money now. Because his slugging percentage isn't very good. He has as many bad movies as he does good movies.
Yeah,
now.
That's true.
Earlier in his career, he was knocking them out. Now it's, you know, touchy. No disrespect meant.
Yeah.
No disrespect meant. All right, coming back with more of your calls. What actor, actress has earned your money and your respect that if they're in a movie, you're going to go see it because you know it's going to be a good performance and a good movie? And settling your movie arguments with your friends, family, and coworkers once and for all right here on the Mark Arum Show. 404-872-0750, Movie Monday on WSB. You better stop your stalling.
It's intermission. No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:07 after 8. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang not all here. Low T Chuck finishing up his vacay. Buford screens the calls. Longoria, the party-throwing Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window, hopefully invited you listeners to his party on Saturday because his coworker, his friend, his confidant,
everybody but you.
Everyone but me. Jennifer Griffiths was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she even brought her pig.
She brought the pig and everything.
By the way, if you missed Friday's show, all joking aside, Jennifer did an amazing interview with a 95-year-old woman who has been listening to WSB Radio her whole life. She's 95. The station's 95. So we played that long interview on Friday. It's up on the website.
Yes.
All right, WSBRadio.com. It's a really good interview, so kudos
it's
to Jennifer.
It's also on the podcast from Friday.
Yes, which didn't go up on my Facebook page.
Really?
Pizza Hut? Why not?
I just did put it in SoundCloud and the other place.
On Twitter. Yeah. It was on Twitter, but it wasn't on Facebook.
He's no Buford.
He is no Buford. Exactly, because Buford invites me to stuff. We are discussing Movie Monday. Earlier, we had actor Michael Rapaport on the show. His birthday was today. Michael Rapaport, to me, is one of those actors that has earned my money and my respect. And I mean it like this. He is always given 110% of his performances, as he mentioned in an interview. Not only that, he's very selective on what he acts in. So I know if he chooses a role in a movie, it's going to be a good, solid movie. What actor or actress is like that for you, that they've earned both your money and your respect? And we're trying to settle movie arguments here that you might be having with your significant other, your friends, your family, your coworkers. Like Longoria and I have this long-standing feud about whether The Sandlot is a good movie. And obviously, it's a horrible movie. But, you know, Longoria thinks differently. So if you have any of those feuds, we'll settle them once and for all here on the show. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Taylor, not in Bethlehem, but in the nation's capital. What are you doing in D.C., girl?
I'm here for work.
Oh, good for you. Getting out.
So,
spreading the wings.
I'm going to USDA tomorrow. Huh?
Spreading your wings. I love it.
Yeah, first time here, too.
Are you staying at Jamie Dupree's house?
No. I'm staying in downtown Alexandria.
Oh, fantastic. It's beautiful there this time of year. Movie Monday. Who's earned your money and your respect?
Gary Oldman, hands down.
Gary Oldman.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Now, I'm going to look at his IMDb page right now because I think there's probably – he's had some misses, but I like that guess so far. I can't think of anything offhand that he's been in that's been bad.
No, and if he were still alive, Heath Ledger.
I was about to say, Goldman died? I mean, Gary Oldman died?
No, he's still alive.
Heath Ledger, yeah, that's a very good one. I was listening to an interview. I forgot with who, but they were talking about, oh, it was, who's the guy that played Two-Faced in Batman, that actor?
Oh, in the new ones?
Yeah. That guy. Anyway, that guy's being interviewed, and he was just raving about how awesome Heath Ledger was in Batman and how he was the Joker, even when, you know, he was doing that method acting kind of thing, Taylor, and he was in character all the time, and he was freaking out like the people that serve the food and stuff on set because he was the Joker 24 hours a day when he was doing that movie.
Well, I mean, he's the type of actor that I aspire to be.
Yes, but living.
He had that kind of dedication.
But living.
Don't, living. Yeah, I kind of like to be
don't
alive.
Don't OD on us. Buford.
Aaron Eckhart,
that's right. There you go. Yeah, he had nothing but praise for Heath Ledger. All right, well, have a safe trip back from D.C. We'll talk to you when you get home.
All right, thanks.
All right, later, dude.
Bye.
Tony's in cheesecake burp right there. Tony's in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Mark and crew. Long time no speak.
What's going on, buddy? You all right?
Just working during when you're working.
I understand.
So, anyway, Linda's contribution is she will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch anything by Humphrey Bogart or Betty Davis.
Oh, she's got Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah, and for myself, as a character actor, two character actors come to mind. Michael Madsen. He was in Kill Bill, and he's been in a whole lot of movies. You may not
Reservoir Dogs, The Natural. I love Michael Madsen.
He is an unbelievable character actor. Another character actor who's developed really nicely. He was in Justified, but I think he was also in the remake of Magnificent Seven. Was Walton Goggins?
Which one in Magnificent Seven was he?
I can't recall which character he played, but you know, I'm pretty confident.
He was in Django Unchained and the latest Tarantino movie, Hateful Eight.
Yeah, but his character, as far as the TV show goes, Unjustified as you know, the arch nemesis of he was the big antagonist.
Walter Goggins. I did not know his name, but yeah, he is fantastic.
Yeah, it's Walton Goggins.
Now, going back to Madsen, he's got an amazing laundry list of movies he's been in, and he's always good. But am I wrong that isn't he like a little nuts? Isn't he got into trouble with the law a couple times or something?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, he's got a very checkered past.
Yeah, Donnie Brasco. I forgot he was in Donnie Brasco too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's that guy where you know the face, you don't know the name. Now, one thing you do have to settle for Linda and myself.
Okay.
I'm not into musicals hardly at all.
Understood.
And she is into musicals. And anytime West Side Story's on, she has absolutely got to watch it. She says it's the best musical movie, best movie ever. And I'm like, I think it's overrated.
I've never seen the movie. I've seen it on stage, but I've never seen the movie. So, Longoria, what about you? West Side Story. You like the?
Oh yeah.
You like the movie?
Oh yeah. Not starred in it, but I was in a play, West Side Story.
But what about the movie? Do you like?
Yeah.
All right. So Longoria is going against you, Tony. He says the movie's good.
West Side Story is the bomb.
All right. I'll relay that to Linda. But I mean, I much prefer because I grew up on it was The Sound of Music. If I got to pick a movie musical. So.
Now, if I'm going musical, and we could do this on another Movie Monday, to me, it's Mary Poppins.
Now, that was not bad because I saw that on the big screen as a little kid.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chiru. No anyway. Tony from Marietta, we say goodbye to you.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Give Linda my best, buddy.
You as well.
All right. Kenneth's a little song right there, Kenneth. A little song before your call. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Whatever. I got two of them for
go
you,
Go ahead,
man.
Brother.
My favorite one is Rip Torn.
Oh, that's a guy who's had troubled past. So Rip Torn lives not too far from my parents in Connecticut. You ready for this story?
He's like 85.
Yeah, and he's had substance abuse problems. Apparently, he walked into a bank in Connecticut, and I want to say he was either completely naked or partially naked, and tried to rob it. He didn't have a gun.
That.
He didn't have anything. He was just, you know, half naked in a bank saying, give me all your money. So I love him, but what?
And my other favorite character actor is Gary Oldman, who was also in True Romance with Michael Rappaport.
Yes, you know what I like Gary Oldman the most in is The Fifth Element.
Fifth Element.
Yeah,
that.
he was really good as the bad guy in there. I mean, he makes a great bad guy in just about everything. Yeah, Gary, you're right. Gary Oldman has earned my respect and my money. I'll go see any Gary Oldman movie. Zia is in Atlanta. Zia, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Zia?
Hey, I've got a couple of... I've got a male and a female actor. Being that I'm a big sci-fi buff, I think Tom Cruise has done some great sci-fi movies recently, especially like Edge of Tomorrow and Oblivion, and I think there's New Mummy coming out. It looks all pretty good. I think he's pretty intense in his movies, even the drama/action movies he does.
So Tom Cruise, in your opinion, has earned your money and your respect. You trust his judgment?
I think I do. I do. I mean, any Mission Impossible or, you know, Jack Reacher coming out, I think...
Have you seen the new Jack Reacher?
I think I was a little... It was a little bit slow.
It wasn't as good as the first one, but I liked it.
Not as good, yeah, but I still, you know, he's pretty intense in his roles, whatever role he does. Night and Day was a very different role for him, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
But the lady one, I would say, would be Amy Adams. I think she does a pretty good job as well.
I'm a fan of Amy Adams. I think I'm with you on Tom Cruise. I'm looking at what he's done in the last 10 years. I think Rock of Ages might be the only miss that he's had.
I don't know. I think Vanilla Sky was another one.
I liked that. I liked Vanilla Sky.
Maybe I was too...
Last Samurai? Last Samurai is very good. War of the Worlds was okay. You ever seen Last Samurai, Longoria?
What's that?
Last Samurai, Tom Cruise.
I didn't see that, no.
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah. I like those period movies. Have you seen that, Buford, Last Samurai?
No, I didn't see that
really?
One. I have to agree with that guy, though. Tom Cruise, for as much flack as he gets, is in a bunch of good stuff.
He is. I'll trust Tom Cruise with my money dollars. Jack Reacher, the second one. Have you seen the second one yet?
Mm-mm.
It's good.
Yeah. Really?
Not as good as the first one. The first one is really good. It's so funny. Like, he's over 50 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
He don't look 50. Well, I know. He's probably had a lot of plastic surgery.
And but he's kicking ass. And he's Jack Reacher's like nobody's business.
Well, when you don't really do labor, you're just acting, I'm sure.
But, I mean, like, for a 50-year-old guy, he's in amazing shape.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a former Division I athlete. Rob's in Fayetteville. Rob, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how's everything going, man?
What's going on, Rob? Thank you, buddy.
Hey, my favorite actor would have to be Denzel Washington. Puts out great movies, and he's very select at what parts he take. So I think he's probably one of the greater ones, you know?
Absolutely. Now, just for the record, it's not your favorite actor. That's a different thing. This is an actor who you respect, or an actress, that you respect, you know that you're going to get a great performance from them, and you know that they're going to pick good movie roles. So it could also be your favorite actor, but this is an actor that's earned your money and your respect. For me, it's Michael Rapaport. For Longoria, it's...
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen, okay.
Yeah, I'll see any Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, I will, too. Here's another guy who's had struggles off screen.
Yeah.
Kathy's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Kath.
I'll see any Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, I will, too.
All right, we're going to put...
Everybody clap your hands.
Got to turn the radio down, folks. Got to do it. Got to do it. We'll try to come back to Kathy in a second. William's in Gainesville. William, welcome to the show.
Donald Sutherland.
Love Donald. He's got one of those voices, too. What is he? Is he the voice of
he
Delta?
Oh, he plays the act so good. Back 60s, Clint Eastwood, Kelly's Heroes, he was Tank Commander.
MASH, he was in MASH.
And, what was that movie, JFK, and also the movie Ron Howard directed, Chicago Fire Department. I can't think of his name.
JFK, where he was the guy that was giving the tips to Costner. He was really good. Do you ever see 6 Degrees of Separation with Will Smith?
Yep, and what was Chicago where he played with Kurt Russell and I think it was Danny Baldwin or...
The Fire movie. What was the name of that Fire movie? Yeah.
Was it Backdraft or something like that?
Yeah, Backdraft. There you go. William, I got to run, dude. I'm so sorry. Longoria's playing a movie soundtrack throughout the show. If you haven't guessed the soundtrack yet, I feel bad for you.
You'll
is one of the easiest ones he's ever done. We have Daryl Hall and John Oates tickets to give away, by the way, if you guessed the soundtrack at the end of the show. Coming back with more of your calls, an actor, actress that has earned your money and your respect, and settling any movie quabbles you might have with friends. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davey Buford Crockett.
Welcome, all right, welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. Back to the phones. I love that song. Kathleen's in Sandy Springs. Kathleen, welcome to Movie Monday.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Excellent. What's going on?
Well, let's see. For... it'd have to be an actress, Helen Mirren or Judi Dench, every single time.
Wow, I'd hate to pick just one. They're so. I was talking about Judi Dench yesterday about, we got in a conversation with some friends about the new James Bond films, and Dame Judi Dench just brings it. She's awesome.
Absolutely. And even her older stuff, too. I mean, all the way back to, gosh.
Silent films?
I'd be like, yeah, pretty much. No, she did A Room with a View with a very, very young Helena Bonham Carter.
That's right. Now, there's Maggie a there's Smith. Another actress, Helena Bonham Carter. I just can't, she can't be all up there, right? Mentally? Like,
oh,
to do the,
so, yeah.
the performances she does? Dee Dee's in Atlanta. What's going on, Dee Dee?
Hello.
Hey-o.
Okay, I got some.
Okay.
How many can I have?
Three.
Whoa. Okay, I got to narrow this down.
All right.
Nicholson.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. All right, I have to think about that. I think Jack,
right,
Jack's done some clunkers. I'll think about that. What else you got?
He has, but I mean, he's such a character actor. He gets you right into it. Okay, Travolta.
I'm gonna pass on that one, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't trust him
here
with my
go.
Money yet. Okay.
Okay. Pacino.
No, definitely not.
I don't. I think I like it. One more.
I'm sorry to disagree with you.
One more. Then I'm gone.
Okay.
Zellweger.
No. 0-4. No? I like her. I like Pacino. I like Nicholson.
Right there.
But I don't trust them with my money. If you say, hey, Arum, do you want to go see the Zellweger film this weekend? I'm going to say no. I don't know. Same with Nicholson and Pacino. Pacino's had a lot of clunkers. I like them as actors, but they haven't earned my money.
I think it's just turned into people's favorite actors and actresses.
Yeah, it's not. It's who do you say, no matter what, I'm going to spend my money on their movie this weekend. That's
right.
What I'm talking about. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. Movie Monday continues on the Nifty 750. Never ever learned to read or write so well. He can play a guitar just like he's ringing a bell. This is the easiest soundtrack you've ever picked, right?
Just well, I picked it because of the one artist.
I understand.
That died this past week.
Welcome back to the show. It is Movie Monday. It is 8:30, 7:23 in front of 9. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 every Monday through Friday. Buford's here. Longoria's here. Low T is not recovering from Longoria's big bash on Saturday, I guess. Did Low T tear it up? And
yeah, I doubt that.
Is that what happened? Is
no,
that what
he wasn't even in town this past weekend.
Right. Well, at least you invited him.
I didn't even invite him to make you feel better. I did not invite him.
Whatevs. Anyway, let's get on to Movie Monday. We could do this bickering off the air. 404-872-0750. Michael Rapaport's birthday was today. He joined us earlier on the show. One of my favorite actors of all time. An actor that has earned my money and my respect. What does that mean? That means when Michael Rapaport has a movie coming out, I'm going to see it no matter what. Because I know he's going to do an amazing job. And I know the movie's going to be good. Because he's very selective on what he does. In that vein, I don't care who your favorite actor is. Who's an actor that's earned your money and respect? That if actor comes out and says, oh, there's a new Andrew Longoria movie coming out. And you go, oh, I respect that dude. He's got my money and my respect. Who is that actor, actress for you? Buford, who do you got?
Mel Gibson, man.
Really?
The movies he makes, the movies he's in, they're all good.
All the anti-Semitism?
No, that's no. No. Come on, kidding. You know me better than
I
that,
actually,
dude.
I just saw... I'm glad you brought that up. I watched a Mel Gibson movie this week.
Oh, was it Hacksaw Ridge?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
It was. I'll tell you what it is. And I'm with you. I mean, everything Mel Gibson's done.
He's crazy, but you can't hate on him, man.
No, I mean, I can't hate on him, but I still watch his movies.
Yeah.
Bloodfather.
I don't think I saw that.
Don't.
I've never even heard of it.
I didn't hear it either. It was on demand on Xfinity, and I was like, oh, Mel Gibson. This
yeah.
guy's earned my money and my respect.
Yeah.
Well, my money anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to watch this. So I get it on demand. I couldn't finish it. It's basically, he's a former parolee. He's a tattoo artist in some, you know, podunk town in Arizona. And he gets this frantic call from his estranged daughter who's on the run from drug dealers. And I'm like, all right, we'll see what happens. No, I couldn't even finish it. It was bad.
That bad?
It was,
you
yeah.
couldn't even get through it?
I couldn't even get
There's
through
only
it.
Been like a handful of movies
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, that might be
that
the first one of
through.
His. I mean, I love a lot of his stuff. So I'm with you. I will go see. He kind of, you know, lost me on this one. I'll forgive him the $5 that I blew on this movie that I never will finish again. Yeah, it's called The Bloodfather.
You got to check out Hacksaw Ridge, dude.
I know.
It's so
I know.
Good.
I will. All right, let's go back to the phones. David's in Tucker. David, thanks for hanging. Welcome to the program.
Hey, that Davy Crockett song, Get Home, is actually from my hometown area.
Davy Crockett?
That's where Crockett did all his adventuring. He was actually a congressional representative from my area, and he lost his position because he stood up for Indian rights 200 years ago.
What area are you talking about?
Far northwest Tennessee, Obion County, named after the Obion River. You ever read about Crockett? He's always crossing the Obion River, and
How
I was born
that?
In Obion County.
Wow, you learn something every new on the Mark Arum Show. That's awesome. All right, David, give me an actor that has earned your money and your respect.
J.T. Walsh for Relatively Modern. I think he's passed away a little prematurely. And for old-timers, Robert Ryan.
I don't know Robert. I like J.T. Walsh. He's been gone a long time. He died in 98.
Yeah. He should still be working, but he just seemed to die a bit early.
Yeah, A Few Good Men, Pleasantville he was really good in. Sling Blade, obviously, The Negotiator. I didn't even know he was dead. That's sad.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm sad.
Robert Ryan came along just about the end of the studio era, so he didn't necessarily get to pick everything he was in, but you always figure he's solid wherever he shows up. I think he's a very underrated actor in general.
Well, I mean, he was up against, you know, he was acting with Spencer Tracy and all those people. Let me ask you a question. Have you seen the movie Hail Caesar?
No.
With George Clooney, have you heard of it?
I have only heard of it. I couldn't give you any other details.
Go watch it. If you like the early, you didn't like it, Buford? I can't stop watching it. I watch it all the time.
I watched it the last time my house sat for you.
Yeah.
And I thought, this has got to be good.
It's about the movie industry in the 50s.
Yeah. It had a couple funny moments, but
that
looked
good. First, I watched it.
I haven't seen it, but
I watched it the first time, and I was like, well, it's okay. I wasn't a fan. But now, every time it's on, I watch it for some reason. I'm digging it now. I just like the whole, that era. You know, it's kind of like L.A. Confidential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That time of in L.A., this is what this is about. And I don't know. For some reason, it's like sticking to me. It's like a song you can't get out of your head. By Menin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, is that the song you can't get?
But if you're interested in early Hollywood, I think that's a good movie to see. David's in Canton. David, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
What up, David?
Hey, thanks. Just glad you guys didn't blackball me because last time I called in, I said something I shouldn't have. And anyway, but,
you're good. It's all good, buddy.
I'm going to give you a curveball here.
Okay.
I'm going with a duo. It's Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas together, just because of the Ghost in the Darkness. I mean, that was an incredible movie.
That's where they're the Michael Douglas is the lion hunter. Val Kilmer is building a bridge in Africa, and there's a lion that keeps killing all the people. What other movies have they been together? Has they been?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's just
all right. Now I have Michael Douglas. I mean, I like Val Kilmer. But at this point in their careers, I'm not going to a movie just because Val Kilmer's in it.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been in anything
no.
in years.
No, he
right?
has lost my money and respect. Michael Douglas, I still think, can bring it.
Yeah.
He's had some really good
Is it
really
a weight thing
movies.
That you lost respect for Val Kilmer?
No, it's his movie selection.
Oh, okay.
Ever since he did The Isle of Dr. Moreau,
oh, yeah,
it's been a steady
a
decline.
Movie.
He apparently has like esophageal cancer, maybe?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh. I know. It's not good. I wish him well. I love him.
Yeah.
Real genius, amazing.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
The Doors and
Tombstone.
Yeah, he's. I love Val Kilmer. I'll go to my grave loving Val Kilmer, but I can't. I'm not plunking $15 down blind on a Val Kilmer movie that comes out this weekend.
Yeah,
it's just not gonna happen. Will's in Cornelia. Will, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight?
What up, Willie?
Hey, man, I love your show. You guys are my stress relief every day, man.
Awesome, good to hear.
Yeah. All right.
One of them, I guess, he's been around a little while, Walton Goggins.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about him earlier. I didn't know that was his name. I knew him from all his stuff, but he's a really good actor.
He really is. You know, he can do just about anything.
And I'm going to say this. So have you seen The Hateful Eight yet?
Oh, yes. It's awesome.
So there's some amazing actors in that. You've got Samuel L. Jackson. You've got Kurt Russell.
And Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern. Goggins. Yeah. Goggins was the best actor in that whole movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when they pick him up in the very beginning and he says, "Who the F is Daisy Domergue?" I mean, that just, he fell in the floor, you know, because you knew he was just going to be awesome.
With that accent, too. Who the heck is Daisy Domergue?
And once he puts those teeth on you, man, you're just mesmerized.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm a fan, absolutely a fan.
Yeah, and then another one, you know, is Harrison Ford, of course. But back in the day, I really liked Nick Nolte.
Trying to think where I guess 48 Hours is the first time I noticed Nick Nolte.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, all the way back to Teachers and Weeds. And you know, of course, he's had some problems of late, but yeah. I really liked Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte was good in, was it Down and Out in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
With Richard Dreyfuss?
Yep.
Yeah, he was playing a homeless guy with a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever seen Mulholland Falls?
Oh, yeah. That's another LA movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. Like, why do I like those old school LA movies? I'm not an LA guy by any stretch of the imagination. It's just a cool time period, I think. LA Confidential is really good. I like that movie a lot. Gilbert's incoming. Gilbert, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
I got three for you.
Fire away, sir.
How about Chuck Norris?
Is he still making movies?
He's still making commercials.
Okay, yeah, I'll see his commercials for sure.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, he's earned my money and respect. I'll give Bruce Willis absolutely.
And Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, Mila? Let's see. She was great in Fifth Element. She was good in Dazed and Confused. I don't know what else she's been in.
Yeah, recently? I don't know.
Lone Wolf McQuade, the best Chuck Norris film of all time, by the way, in case you were asking. Zach's in Woodstock. Zach, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Happy Monday.
Right back at you, sir.
All right, I've got three also. The late, great Alan Rickman.
Oh, so good in so many things.
Probably one of my favorite was him as Marvin the robot in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I'm trying to think what my favorite Alan Rickman. I mean, I got to say Die Hard, right? I guess.
Yeah.
He was so good in that. He was good in Love Actually, where he was playing the husband that kind of strayed. Dogma, he was good in. Played an angel in that. Yeah. I'm rest in peace. Gone too soon. I loved Alan Rickman.
My second would be Helen Mirren.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely love her. And third is John Malkovich.
Has John Malkovich earned my money? Yeah, I think he has. I think John Malkovich has earned my money and respect. I'll go see a John Malkovich film. What about Being John Malkovich? Did you like that?
I did.
All right, easiest soundtrack ever.
Well, it's not really.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll come back. I got tickets to give away for the soundtrack, and we'll do rapid fire with your calls. If you can't get through, on Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Make a one-man weep, make another man sing. Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Final segment of Movie Monday. Got to give away these tickets. Tickets to Daryl Hall and John Oates. Brad is the first soundtrack guest. Brad, you're about to win the easiest Movie Monday contest of all time. What was the soundtrack tonight, buddy?
You ain't lying. When you played Davy Crockett, it was there, but then when you played the one right after that, Johnny B. Goode, I knew exactly it was Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Is it Back to the Future, Longoria?
Yes, it is.
And you played it because of the passing of
Chuck Berry. Yeah. He was only in like four movies, so it was
not his cousin Marvin. Berry.
No.
All right. Hang on the line, Brad. You've won a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears in concert June 11th at the Infinite Energy Arena. How about them apples?
Oh, I like them apples.
All right. Buford's going to get some info from you. Real quick, Big Bert in Cartersville. Bert, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Mark, I have to legitimize the thing. Edward Norton, nothing but great films. He even played in a film where he wore a mask the whole time and didn't even put his name in the credits, Kingdom of Heaven.
I agree with you. Ed Norton has earned my money and my respect. Good call on that one. Mike and Roswell. Mike, real quick, what you got? Sorry, Mike. Lee's in Athens. Lee, welcome to the program. What do you have, buddy?
Good evening. How you doing? Good.
What's up, man?
I was going to say Edward Norton because nobody had mentioned him because I love the movie. Leaves of Grass, and Fight Club.
He is not only a great actor, but he chooses great movies, too. Really solid selection on his movies. What was the one he did, Richard Gere? One of his early ones where he was the murderer and Richard Gere was his attorney. Primal Fear. That was really good. Ken's in Woodstock. Ken, welcome to the program.
All right. Go see your boy.
I am your boy.
Okay.
Everybody clap your hands.
Falling apart here at the end of the program. Falling apart. Go see your boy.
Okay.
Chris in Tequila. Chris, welcome to the show.
Mark, what's going on, man? I can't believe nobody said it yet. And the late, great Robin Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to rewatch the other day, though, that wasn't that good?
What's that?
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Are you kidding?
No, I loved it, too, but I hadn't seen it in 20 years, and I watched it again, and it's still good. But it's like, it's not great anymore. That's the thing. If a movie's great in your mind, don't rewatch it. Because it loses its luster. It does. It really does. Dan's in Snellville. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark, man. I love this movie Money, man. I listen to it every Monday.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, I got a guy that's earned my money and respect. He's an old-time guy. Ben Johnson and Sugarland Express and The Last Picture Show. Have you seen either one of those?
Absolutely, yeah. Last Picture Show, classic.
Yes, it is. It's a classic. Yeah, he was a great actor, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, anytime you bring up the old school, we love it here. Thank you for the call, buddy. Jennifer's in Hartwell. Jen, real quick, what do you have?
I've got two. I got Julia Roberts, my Georgia girl, and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why not? That would be a tough would you rather.
Yeah, it would, right?
But yeah, they've earned both my money and my respect. They pick solid movies. Adam's in Gainesville. Finish this up strong, Adam. What do you have?
All right, I got two for you. I got Al Pacino because he don't even have to act. He just is Al Pacino. And James Woods because the man is a genius. He's one of the most intelligent people on the planet. He's got an IQ nearing 200.
I'll agree with James Woods. He's earned my money and respect. I can't give it to Al Pacino, though, man. He's made too many bad movies recently. I love him. I mean, he'll forever be the godfather to me, but he's made some crap films. James Woods. Yeah, I'll go see a James Woods movie. All right, let's do Star of the Show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Well, it's not Buford. It ain't Chuck and it ain't Longoria.
I gave it to myself on Friday, by the way.
Oh, good. Yeah, you deserve it after that hodgepodge I sent you.
Yeah.
We're going to give it to the birthday boy, Michael Rappaport. Michael Rappaport is tonight's star of the show. Full show tomorrow.
Yep.
Full show all week.
Yeah,
all week,
man.
Back on. 7 to 9. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Instagram Mark Arum, and Facebook Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.